At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's hour two on this Thursday. Morale is high. We got baseball today. And I said to Tyler and the big German, let's fire up the Traegers. We need baseball hot dogs today. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes. Play ball. Stat of the day. Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program, our celebrity bracket challenge. And if you want to start at the bottom and work your way up, you'll see Seton and myself down there at the bottom. FoxSportsRadio.com.
It's not for long.
Powered by NetSuite. Don't miss the biggest WrestleMania in history. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, The Rock. Watch WrestleMania 40 on April 6th and 7th. It's so big, it takes 2 days. It's on Peacock, at, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you'll find this show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Basketball tonight, Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Bama, North Carolina, Illinois, and Iowa State. 13 games, Major League Baseball, weather permitting. LSU's Jaden Daniels had his pro day yesterday. Now, there's a couple of schools of thought with Jaden Daniels. When he played at Arizona State under Herm Edwards, he was very thin. Exciting, dynamic, made the highlights, but thin. Goes to LSU, seemed to be a little bit bigger. He's 6'3", about 210, and there's a feel that he's sort of Lamar Jackson-like as far as his build, but I don't see that because Lamar looks pretty solid, and Jaden Daniels still looks a little thin. Now, this is part of the knock on him, 17-game schedule, just like Bryce Young. Now, he's taller than Bryce Young. But can he withstand the rigors of a 17-game schedule? I don't know of any quarterback who can really withstand the rigors of a 17-game schedule. It's the style you play is the reason you can or can't withstand the rigors of an NFL season. Russell Wilson's done an unbelievable job at his size of avoiding big hits. Whereas I liken Jaden Daniels to RG3, I think RG3 was 6'2", but slight, and he took on some hits there and cut short his career. I mean, there's other reasons that factored in, but he had a meteoric rise when he got in. We had not seen somebody like him probably since Michael Vick. But I look at Jaden Daniels, is he an RG3 type? You know, very athletic, and very accurate as a passer. And his pro day, sometimes when you take somebody for granted, like Caleb Williams has been great. And there were ESPN analysts who came away and said, okay, yeah, nothing special. Well, if you're looking at a beautiful woman and you know she's a beautiful woman and then you meet her and you go, yeah, yeah, I mean, she's beautiful. But then if you have somebody and you go, hey, she is really sneaky good looking, and then you meet her and go, you are right. No surprises. Well, maybe with Jaden Daniels, you're a little bit more surprised, whereas Caleb Williams, you weren't at the pro day. And it felt like some of the analysts were coming back from that pro day going, wow. Now, it's not just how he plays. It's how he answers questions, his personality, what his teammates say about him. And I think that's where Jaden Daniels made some impact, an imprint on some of these analysts by how he handled himself. Now, you have people knocking Caleb Williams because he has a pink cell phone. Like, get a grip with reality here. Oh, my gosh, I'd never draft a guy who has a pink cell phone. Okay, good. I'll take him. I don't care. I mean, Joe Burrow shows up in crazy outfits. Are you going to go, nope, I'm not taking him. He has crazy outfits there. You know, we talk ourselves in and out of logic sometimes. You're going, does that make sense? Jaden Daniels, can he withstand the punishment, the rigors of a 17-game schedule? If he's smart, then he can. Can Caleb Williams? Yes, if he's smart. If you extend a play, that's one thing. If you're trying to run because that's the play that's designed, that's different. Now, Josh Allen takes on contact. Tua Tagovailoa is not taking on contact. I would expect Jaden Daniels to not take on contact. Most quarterbacks shouldn't take on contact. Cam Newton could take on contact. But you know what happened after a while taking on that contact? Out of football in his early 30s. You got to be smart. That's all. Be smart. Jaden Daniels made an impression. Malik Nabers, his wide receiver, ooh-wee. He stood out. You know, it's weird, and I liken this to when a scout went to watch somebody else playing in a basketball game and found Ja Morant. They weren't going to scout Ja Morant. They found Ja Morant. Like, that guy's really good over there. Now, Jaden Daniels is going to be probably the second quarterback taken, but Nabers, when you watch him, you're like, dang. I found myself watching him more than I did Jaden Daniels. Just because he may be the first receiver off the board. As far as the number two pick overall, the Commanders and their new head coach, Dan Quinn, had this to say.
If somebody thinks they know, you'll have to fill me in because Adam and I, we're not there yet. And so once we get, that's okay. Once we do, but let's go through the whole thing. And that's actually a really fun part of this, to make sure that you don't rush it. You know, for us, our whole, all these picks, we're going to add a lot of really good players at a lot of positions. So I know quarterback gets a lot of the attention, and like as it should, it's a story here and everywhere, but there's a lot of players, and the team has been set up in a good space, you know, with a lot of picks for this year's draft. So that'll be one of the storylines, but it won't be the storyline.
Okay, let's go around the room. Who thinks the Commanders don't know who they're taking at number two? Seton? You don't think that they know who they're taking?
Not 100%, no.
Okay. What percentage would you give me?
Somewhere in the 75 to 90 ballpark.
Okay, Marvin?
I'm with Seton completely. Okay. 75%.
Okay.
There you go. We win.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the other side there, Paulie and Fritzy, looks like you think the Commanders know who they're taking.
I think yes. The first two picks are set.
All right.
It's 4 weeks from today, isn't it? 3 weeks from today. 4 weeks from today. 4 weeks from
which
today.
Which one is it, Todd?
It would be 4 weeks from today.
Okay.
Is the draft. And who's more, I do not know who you're picking.
Who's more unsure, Todd or the Commanders?
Well, Todd just had a little slip up in the last hour, though. He misheard. He misheard where the All-Star game was going to be. And
the NBA All-Star game is, in fact, at the Chase Center next year.
In San Francisco. But we were talking baseball All-Star game.
Which would be Arlington.
Arlington, thank you,
summer,
Tom.
In July.
All right, I'm looking at the numbers here. Lamar measured 6'2", 216. RG3 at the combine, 6'2", 221. Jaden Daniels is 6'3 and a half, 210.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day! Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton?
Well, we got two of them up there right now, Dan. We've got... I'd most want to have a solid 10-year career as a Major League Baseball player, an NBA player, or an NFL player.
Okay. We're going to guess here.
Okay.
Now, is money the same?
I don't know. Is it?
I think we have to have money that's kind of the same there.
I don't know. I think that goes into it.
Well, what position are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Because am I a quarterback?
It's your pick. You have a nice NFL career.
Okay.
Like a Brad Johnson.
Okay.
Right.
You can be the greatest player in either one of these sports. You're making great money. Everything is awesome. You have a monster sneaker deal. You play in a city that you love, and the taxes aren't too high.
So I'm the greatest in my sport, whatever I want to pick.
For 10 years, you're going to have a great 10-year career, and in that 10 years, you are fantastic.
Okay. Let's look at average salary, if we can.
Oh, each sport?
Yeah.
Okay, average NFL salary, $2.8 million. It's also not...
Yeah, but I'm going to be great in my sport.
No, you're going to be good in your sport.
Oh, Seton said I can be the best in my sport.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now you're gonna be good.
Okay.
The poll question is like, you have a nice career. You have a nice...
Okay, let's get examples though.
The average salary for an NBA player is about $7 million a year, according to this.
Okay.
That's not bad money.
Okay, but let me get examples here. You can be what NBA player, what NFL player, and
what NFL player?
And what baseball player?
Baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball player. So let's come up with somebody where you go, okay. You can be...
Darren Sproles. A very solid running back, very popular player, not in danger of going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
The average MLB salary, 4.5, this is.
Yes, Marvin.
Tobias Harris in the NBA. Like, nice, solid NBA player. You guys said good NBA player.
Yeah, but he's making $30 million a year.
So I'd rather be an NBA player.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jimmy turns you into a punchline walking off the field. Tobias Harris. I don't want that said about me. I don't want Jimmy Butler to be like, Tobias Harris, really?
Kelly Olynyk.
Nah, I'm good.
Kelly Olynyk. Okay, would you rather be, Jimmy G, Kelly Olynyk, or it's tough. Trying to find
why if you just keep it a 10-year veteran baseball player, basketball player, football player, a solid 10-year career, all right? You're not a Hall of Famer, I guess.
You're getting rich in all of them.
I'd rather be a 10-year vet in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing indoors. I don't have to play all 82 games because nobody does, and nobody cares if I don't. And you're going to make pretty good money. Traveling around, there's only, 13 or 14 people, 15 people on the charter there. Stretch out a little bit. And if I'm single, doing damage in each city is only Todd could do.
L.A. work.
Yeah, L.A. work, yeah. I would say I'd be a 10-year veteran NBA. Anybody have a different sport?
Like a Kirk Heinrich type? You have a nice career, you bounce a couple places, you get some starts.
Sure. Kirk Heinrich played a lot, started. He's had a good career. Yes, Todd?
I know it's a long season, but the fresh air, baseball, is just to me, there's an appeal to that. Can make a lot of money, less damage for the most part on your knees unless you're a catcher as opposed to the other sports. So I would I'd want to be an above-average baseball player. If you mess up 3.5 out of 4, if you're successful, like 2.5, 2.75 times out of 4, you're a pretty good ball player. You're a major all-star. If 1 out of every 3 times you're doing something.
What happens on the 3/4 time?
That's tough. It's tough to calculate that, but the analytics people could help you with that.
Yes. See.
If you were successful 3 out of 4 times that you played, you would be by far the greatest baseball player of all time.
You'd hit 750.
Yeah. If you're a great player, if you're good 3 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think your numbers are off.
Yeah, I misspoke there. I was 2.5 out of 4 times.
Well, pay attention, Todd.
You were passionate, though, when you said it.
I was. I prefer baseball.
Okay,
you guys will have to deal with the fact that I'm picking
baseball. Yeah, you messed up, okay?
Over basketball.
Yeah, did You messed up.
I may have said 3 out of 4, but no, that would be batting 750, and then you would be superhuman like some kind of robot.
Then you said something about two and three quarters successful.
Right, because 1 out of every 3, and very few people are batting 333. That's not an above average player.
We got it, Todd.
And the NBA All-Star game is the Chase Center.
The NBA All-Star game. Yeah.
And the NFL draft is 4 weeks from today.
And if you're Bo Nix, where do you think Bo Nix is going to go?
Bo Nix should be picked by Bo Nix, Nix Broncos.
Bo Nix would pick Bo Nix, I bet.
He should. Yeah. You got to go all in on yourself. We talk about that all the time.
All right.
Nobody's better than me.
All right.
We also have another poll question up there, Todd. This might be right up your alley, but would you rather play second base, shortstop, or right field?
Ooh. If I was very good at all those positions, I'd want to be shortstop.
Is this the Mookie Betts question?
That's the Mookie Betts poll question. Those are the three positions that I believe that he's played.
You got to play shortstop.
Yeah, right now shortstop has 37.9% of the vote.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play second base, which I'm personally offended. Second base is a great position.
Yeah, I played shortstop. You know, you're right there, all the action.
Best player on the team goes to short and pitch.
And pitch.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Right field, your grass, you can see the fans right by you and chit-chat a little bit.
I don't want any part of that.
Really?
No.
Right fielders make a great salary when you're older, but when you're younger, it's where you put the worst player on the team.
It used to be.
Hello. Paul, hello.
It's either catcher when you're younger or right field. And then you'll send the kid out there. I love watching Little League, not even Little League, like T-ball.
Yeah.
Just to see what they do. And the fact that they're just out there and they have no interest in the game itself. And then a ball will be hit and you're like, Skippy! And then he'll be like, hey, okay. Yes, Todd.
And in the early days of Little League, everyone has to play at least a half a game or a couple innings. When there's some kids that just do not belong out there. And I know the parents are there and everything, but you're trying to win some games and put a good roster together. And then you got to let them play all the different positions so all the kids get a chance to try all the different spots.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Mookie Betts, in his 11-year career, has played outfield, right field, center field, second base, shortstop, and DH. And he's played 100 at second base, 223 at center field, and 978 in right field. And a bonus of 18 games at shortstop.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah, Seton.
You ever seen the thing where the coach's kid is pitching, the best player is shortstop? The smallest kid plays second. They put each Little League position. The fastest kid is center field.
Yeah.
The toughest kid is catcher. Mm. That's kind of the way it all went.
Mm. You think we're profiled?
A little bit. The tallest kid, you know where he plays?
First base.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're left-handed, then you're usually playing first base.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I remember playing against a guy who was a left-handed catcher.
That's weird.
And I had never seen... He got drafted by the Reds.
That's weird.
His name is Marlon Stiles, I think. He got drafted by the Reds. He was a left-handed catcher. And every time he'd catch it and he'd throw the ball back, it whizzed right by your head when you're at the plate. You kept thinking, if I just lean in here, he's going to bang me right in the noggin here. All right. We didn't settle anything, I don't think, there. But
nothing.
We did waste some time. Play ball, Tom. Play ball, Tom.
Play ball.
Like baseball.
All right. Christian Laettner is going to join us. 2010, enshrined in the Hall of Fame as a member of the Dream Team, the only player from the Dream Team who hasn't been inducted into the Hall of Fame individually. What is wrong with this picture? Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
13 baseball games scheduled. Basketball tonight, Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, Connecticut, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. Bama's been in the Sweet 16 three of the last 4 years. Like you're looking at, I said, oh, here's the playoffs. You go, oh, that's football. Clemson's in there. Alabama's in there. Well, UConn in there, so it wouldn't be, you know, football. But Illinois, Iowa State, Arizona also in the Sweet 16. Games coming up tonight. I'll reiterate this. I've said this twice and let it sink in. In 2010, Christian Laettner enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, a member of the 1992 Dream Team, but Christian is the only player of that team who hasn't been inducted into the Hall of Fame individually, and Christian Laettner joins us on the program. Why is that?
Dan, is that you?
Yes, it is, Christian.
It's me. I know we're looking different, you know, these days, but good to see you.
Good to see you. Why aren't you in the Hall of Fame for your playing career?
Who knows? I don't really think about it that much. I'm in plenty of Hall of Fames, and the one I'm maybe most proud of is the Polish Hall of Fame, so I'm fine.
What did you get for the Polish Hall of Fame, and is Krzyzewski in the Polish Hall of Fame?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he is. He better be. I think he is. I got a nice trip up to, I think it was in Detroit, and we had a nice banquet, and maybe a trophy or some type of medal. And it was a great time. My family was able to join me because they're proud Polacks.
No, but I'm serious. Why you're not in the Basketball Hall of Fame? And because people will have to understand it's what you did in college and or the pros, and you were one of the 5 or 10 greatest college players of all time. Your resume shows that, and you had a sustained pro career. So I'm curious. I know you might not care, but just from somebody covering the sport, you should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you saying that. And every time you mention it, some of my friends text me and say, Dan Patrick's, you know, doing it again. And I don't commit any thought to it.
Okay.
I don't think about it. I don't worry about it. It might happen someday, and life goes on.
Were you there when the Dream Team went in, the 2010 enshrinement?
Yes, I was there.
What was that like? How much smack talk was going on?
It was awesome. It was great to see all the guys again. I retired from the NBA in 2005, so I went 4 or 5 years without seeing any of my old buddies or guys that I used to play against. So it was great to be there and to see everybody and to be part of that group.
But, you know, having so much confidence when you played at Duke and in the NBA, and then all of a sudden you're around the Dream Team guys. Can you be Christian Laettner around those guys? Or did you have to, you know, kind of suppress your ego a little bit?
They allowed me to be Christian Laettner, but at the same time, they wanted me to know and to be and to act like a rookie, and that's what I did. And that's why in the past I've said it would have been harder for Shaq or Alonzo Mourning to be on that team, because maybe you got to throw the ball to Shaq a little more, and maybe Shaq doesn't accept his role as willingly as I did. I was a very good rookie. I knew my role. I loved the fact that when the media walked in, no one came to me and wanted to talk to me. And after practice, I would just go pick up the balls and put them in the racks and pick up everyone's dirty towel and get ready for the next practice. So it was a great environment. I loved every second of it. As you know, Dan, we had a lot of success my junior and senior year at Duke. But if you had to ask me what was my favorite year at Duke, I would say my freshman year. And I loved every second of playing in the NBA. But if you had asked me my favorite year, I would say my rookie year. Even though we lost a lot of games my rookie year with the Timberwolves. Like a lot of people, I prefer things that are brand new, things that are over my head, things where I'm just flying by the seat of my pants and I don't really know what I'm doing and I really can't control anything. So my favorite year at Duke was my freshman year, when there weren't that many expectations put on my shoulders. Or I loved every second of the Dream Team because I didn't have to score 20 points for us to win. So having no expectations is a time that I love.
Talking to Christian Laettner, joining us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook. It's available. No sweat bet. Any college basketball game between now and Sunday. You can opt in, apply the no sweat token, and if the bet loses, you still get a bonus bet back. But when you look at Jordan up close, when you're watching him with the Dream Team, it felt like that was the coming out party where Larry and Magic had already passed the baton to Mike, and he was the best player in the game and dominating probably those pickup games. What was your first impression when you see Jordan or you're trying to guard him?
My first impression of Jordan and my lasting impression of Jordan is how much effort he put forth on the defensive end. People don't talk about that enough. You know, you get on Facebook and it shows his dunks and his offensive plays, but you got to remember, I think he was first team, all defensive team, what, 8, 10, 12 years? I mean, people don't stress that enough. I coach basketball nowadays, Dan, with middle school and high school players, and I don't have time on the court to teach the kids defense enough. You're only practicing with them once or twice a week, and you got to work on offensive stuff. And if you don't let them shoot three-pointers, they cry. And if you don't let them do the stupid Euro step, you know, they complain and all this stuff. Well, how about some defensive drills and some defensive work? And Michael Jordan was the greatest defender also. And look at the effort Kobe Bryant put forth on the defensive end. And that's where the differences are made. The small little things in the game that make a huge difference, playing defense hard, playing defense the right way.
But are you coaching, are you channeling Mike Krzyzewski when you're coaching these middle school kids?
I am, and usually it's when I get a little too intense and a little too passionate and maybe raise my tone of voice a little bit too much, because that's what made us good at Duke or great at Duke, was the intensity and the passion that Coach K had every second. And that's what I loved about him so much. When I find myself being patient and I find myself not losing my patience and losing my temper a little bit, then I'm more like my father. My father coached grammar school kids. Such a patient man. I love the way my dad coached. But it also feels good to get intense and to get passionate about the game out there and maybe raise your tone of voice a little bit and tell these kids, we got to play harder. We got to play better. We got to play some freaking defense.
You hit a 15-foot turnaround jumper on this day, giving Duke the overtime win over Kentucky. 10 for 10 from the floor, 10 for 10 from the line, 31 points. Anything else from that game that we may not know? Because we certainly have dissected that over the years, over the decades.
No, I don't think, you know, anything's not been spoken about.
Was there any chance you weren't getting the ball on that inbounds pass?
There was a chance. I think Coach K said something like, if Christian's not open, throw it to the sideline to Thomas Hill or Bobby Hurley. You would have to ask Grant because he's the one that had the ball in his hands. He was the quarterback at that time. He's the one making the ultimate decision. So you would have to ask Grant that question.
And that was a harder play, though, than you just getting a 15-foot jumper.
Well, every play on the basketball court is difficult, especially during March Madness, especially during against Kentucky when you're down 1 point and there's 2.1 seconds left and there's a lot of pressure and you don't want to lose and the Duke family and the Duke fans are going to cry and, I mean, everything will be over. My career at Duke would be over. So there's a lot of pressure, but that's why you go to Duke. That's why you play in all those. That's why you play in all those big games against NC State, against Carolina. You go down to Clemson where they're trying to kill you, and they're throwing heated up quarters at you. You know, from the from the stands, and you just
wait. They're kinda heating up coins and throwing those at you at Clemson.
I swear, when I was at Clemson, I got hit with a penny or a nickel, and it seemed like it was warm, Dan. I'll tell you that, but. You know, you just get used to it. You get used to that pressure, and it's such a great feeling, and it's such a great thing to still be able to perform under all that pressure, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah, you embraced it, and you embraced being a villain, too.
I embraced playing for Duke. I embraced playing for a great program that had a support staff and a family and a fan base.
But you had to like being hated, because that means you're really good or great.
No, I liked representing Duke. And when you're Duke basketball and you're winning a lot of your games and every place you go, it might be the biggest game of their season and they're going to give you your best shot. And you know it's hardening you. You know it's making you a better player. That's the thing that I loved.
What about expanding the tournament? There's been talk of that. Where do you stand on that?
No. They got to, you know, everyone says the horse is out of the barn, and I'm here to tell you that everything's going wrong. NIL, take it away. Transfer portal, take it away. Expanding the stupid tournament, take it away. You have to make it feel special. You have to make people earn their spot to get in the tournament. I know everything is about money, and money makes the world go round. Everything they're doing is wrong. The NIL is bad. Take it away. The transfer portal, bad. Take it away.
Yeah, but they can. It's already done, Christian. Now we have to adapt to it. Like, that's the problem with it. Grown-ups allowed this to happen. Would you have asked for NIL money at Duke?
No, even though everyone says, boy, Christian, you would have made a lot of money if NIL was going when you were there. That's what the NBA is for. That's why there's guys in the NBA making $50 million a year. That's what you train and work hard for, and the payoff comes at the end.
What do people say to you when they see you outside of where you live, like in an airport? What do people say to you normally?
Nowadays, they say, can I take a picture with you?
Okay.
And a lot of them say I love you, and a lot of them say I hated you, but can I still take a selfie with you?
You're a coach, man. I can't imagine that. By the way, Bobby Hurley is in the Polish Hall of Fame as well.
Yes, he should be. And Bobby's a coach, and his brother Danny's a coach. And how good is that Hurley family at coaching? You know, I love watching UConn play. They're an incredible team, but they don't play pickup playground basketball. They slow down when they need to. They pass ahead when they need to. I love the way UConn plays.
I do too. It's old school. I mean, it's just they're not dependent on the three. Do you think Coach K would have let you guys let it fly from three-point range?
He would have let certain people who could shoot the three-pointer shoot the three-pointer. I mean, you have to be able to prove yourself in practice. And if you're making them in practice and the coaches turn to Coach K and say, man, Leitner can shoot the three, we should let him shoot the three. Every decision Coach K made was you had to prove it in practice. So I think that's what he would have done.
I asked Coach K who had more range, Caitlin Clark or J.J. Redick. Who do you think he said?
Caitlin Clark.
No, he said J.J. Redick. I go, no way. But he didn't take deep threes. Caitlin takes deep threes.
Yeah, you know, the logo three wasn't a thing when J.J. was in school, but I've seen Dennis Scott hit half-court shots like he shot his free throw. He would go out in Cameron, you know, before the game in warm-ups, and our fans would be freaking cheering for Dennis Scott. And I was like, what the heck's going on? But he was out there putting on a circus show and shooting half-court shots like you and I would shoot our free throw.
But then was Kenny Anderson still there?
Kenny Anderson was there a year or two later. Kenny Anderson's one of the greatest point guards that I've ever played against, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's great to talk to you. Hope you're doing well. Don't get kicked out of any games. Don't, you know, have something go viral, you know, where you're yelling at a seventh grader, okay?
I've coached about 100 games, Dan, and I've gotten kicked out of one.
What did you do to get kicked out? Did you argue a call?
I might have said the F word to the ref. And they kicked me out, but luckily it didn't go on YouTube. It didn't go viral, so I got away with it.
If it did, Coach K would call you.
He might, and he would say, you're doing good. 1 out of 100 at 10.
Good to visit with you. Thanks for joining us, Christian.
Okay, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Hall of Fame. We're going to get you in.
Thank you.
Christian Leitner, 2-time champ at Duke and part of the Dream Team. By the way, joining us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook, and they have the No Sweat Bet. Any college basketball game between now and Sunday, the No Sweat Token. And if the bet loses, you still get a bonus bet back.
Polish Hall of Fame is elite, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay, yeah, Paulie.
And you only have to be half Polish. Mike Krzyzewski, obviously in. Christian Leitner, half Polish. Bobby Hurley, half Polish. Mike Jaminski, first ballot.
Ooh, G-man.
Yeah, and there's Kelly Trepiuka, Dan.
Ooh.
You loved him.
Yes, I did.
That's just amongst the luminaries.
Yeah. Except for when Kelly went to the perm, when he went to his afro. That wasn't a good look there.
Each their own.
Yeah. Take a break. Phone call's coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Always fun to catch up with Leitner. We were wondering, the last great four-year player, like truly great player in college basketball. Because Tim Duncan stayed, Grant Hill stayed, Ewing stayed. I can go back if you want to include, he's not a great player, but he was the number one overall pick. Kenyon Martin, I think, all 4 years at Cincinnati. But the last truly great player who stayed for 4 years, yeah, Paul?
Tim Duncan, I'm looking back, could have gone out after his sophomore or junior season and been a top five pick. He stayed, and he was 1997. That's pretty late in the game.
Yeah.
That was well past the one-and-done era.
Grant Hill? He stayed all 4 years. Anybody after that where you go, that guy is great. I mean, now it's to the point if you don't leave after your freshman year, certainly after your sophomore year, something's wrong with you. You know, like Zach Edey, you're going, well, he needs to get better. Luke Garza needed to get better. And then sometimes you'll stay. Steph Curry, you know, Steph stayed so he could work on his ball handling skills and become a point guard as opposed to a, you know, shooting guard. Yeah, Paul?
Right before Tim Duncan, Allen Iverson did 2 years. Glenn Robinson did 3 years. This is just before. Chris Webber did 2 years. Shaq did 2 years. I think you'd have to go back to Danny Manning in 1988. He was the number one pick. I think he played all 4 years at Kansas.
Yeah, but that's 88. I'm talking about
the nothing since. Not even close since. After him, it was Elton Brand and Kwame Brown and Yao Ming and LeBron James. There's nothing even close. Guys who stayed a long time.
So who is the last great player to stay 4 years? Was it Tim Duncan or Grant Hill? Who came first or last?
Grant Hill's older.
He is, okay.
That's tough, though. That's tough to figure out.
Well, how many guys do stay longer than 2 years? If you're truly a great player. But Duncan, is Duncan the last of that generation? Even staying 3 years. That's why you'll never have another Leitner again. You won't. Because somebody of that magnitude is not going to stay 4 years. Now, he stayed 4 years because he loved playing at Duke. But he was a top five pick by Minnesota. There won't be another Patrick Ewing. I mean, Tim Duncan, all these guys that stay 4 years. There's really no reason to stay all 4 years. Or 3 years, or 2 years. Yes, Marv.
The only guys that stay all 4 years are fringe NBA players. Like, you know what? If you get drafted, you'll be a late first round, early second round. Like, the guys we're talking about, like you said, Shaq and Duncan and Ewing, Ralph Sampson. Yeah. Those guys could have gone out 2 years before they declare for the draft.
Greg in Florida joins us. Good morning, Greg. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Dan, who do you think will have the best career out of these five guys? Jalen Brunson, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Trey Young, Tyrese Halliburton, or Tyrese Maxey?
Oh, wow. Feels like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a tick above them. We don't talk about Trey Young that much anymore. He's still a good player, good numbers. Halliburton's a lot of fun, but, you know, I watched him when he was in Sacramento. But this injury and now coming back because you want to qualify with the 65 games. He hasn't played that well. Maxey, I've been trumpeting since he got in. I thought he was going to be an all-star 2 years ago. Who else was in there? Maxey, Halliburton, Trey Young, Shai Gilgeous, Jalen.
And Bo Nix.
Thank you, Todd. Jalen Brunson's pretty good. Wow. I might put Alexander, put Brunson underneath Shai Gilgeous. I mean, Brunson's doing it in New York City. He's the leader of that team. I think he surprised a lot of people that he had this much ability to be able to score. And they're a relevant team. They're playing well. It starts with him. That's an interesting question. George in Texas. Good morning, George. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to ask, with the sports landscape changing for the worst, in my opinion, if you could relive a sports decade, either as a reporter or just a fan, what decade would you choose?
Well, I think it depends on the sport that you're covering. Because if you said I could watch baseball in the 20s with the Yankees, the Black Sox scandal, Babe Ruth, that would be pretty entertaining. I love the old AFL in the 60s. Plus, you had the NFL. Like, that might be the period I'd take because the AFL... A lot of their rosters were made up of African-American players who were playing at historically black colleges and universities. They got a chance to play in the AFL. And I loved watching the AFL. But, you kind of mirror or you compare that with the NFL, and their style was pretty much run the football. Quarterback may throw it 15 times a game. In the AFL, you were throwing the football. When you have a quarterback named Daryl LaMonica, whose nickname was the Mad Bomber, that's my kind of football. You had old school and you had new school. You had the ABA and the NBA. And we saw that the NBA adopted some things from the ABA. The ABA was a lot of fun. That was run and gun, a lot of fun. That should have been their motto. Run and gun, a lot of fun. And then you had the NBA, which I would love to have watched the Celtics with Russell. I never got to see him play in person. But to be able to see Red Auerbach coaching, smoking a cigar, being in the old Boston Garden, that would have been fun. Watching them go against, you know, Wilt Chamberlain, that would have been fun as well. So I would probably say the 60s, you know, in all sports, if you're looking at it. Baseball, it's when I first fell in love with baseball back in the late 60s. Well, mid-60s. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What's in store? Final hour on the way. Todd's here. Seton's here. Marvin's here. Paulie's here. Yours truly. Play ball. Opening day of baseball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.